This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. In October, new gun laws went into effect across the state. Individuals with concealed weapon permits can now carry their guns almost anywhere, including parks and playgrounds. When it comes to playgrounds, some municipalities have resisted, refusing to make a priority of replacing signs that say no guns allowed. Until last week, Jackie Holcomb was mayor of one of these municipalities. She lost a re-election bid in November due largely, she believes, to negative campaigning by gun rights organizations. Organizations like Grassroots North Carolina. I spoke with Jackie Holcomb and with the president of Grassroots North Carolina, Paul Vallone, about the personal nature of these laws. You'll hear my conversation with former Morrisville Mayor Jackie Holcomb first.
Guns don't belong around children. While most gun owners, I believe, are responsible, law-abiding, reasonable people, people are fallible. Human beings make mistakes. We have accidents. This had nothing to do with hunting. This has nothing to do with purchasing handguns for personal safety in one's own home. It had only to do with keeping guns away from children, because guns and children just don't mix. So the response was interesting. A number of people inside Morrisville contacted me to thank me for taking that position. A number of people outside of Morrisville sent repeated cut and paste emails saying, hands off my rights, you have no right to restrict me as a law-abiding gun owner. I probably got a couple of hundred of these cut and paste emails. And it was clear that it was an organized effort, because almost to an email, it was an exact cut and paste.
A lot of this was going on, certainly this fall, during your reelection campaign.
Yes, it was.
And there was a clear, this isn't a secret, lobbying campaign and effort to push you out of the position as a direct result of your not complying or trying not to comply with some of the concealed weapon regulations. Is that true?
I would say that's accurate. Interestingly enough, I, as a registered voter, received one of the postcards.
What did it say?
I don't have a copy right in front of me, but it essentially aligned me with a number of mayors who had either been accused of or convicted of felony or misdemeanor crimes. For example, they aligned me with a mayor who had been accused of stealing gift cards meant for a charity. They aligned me with a mayor who was guilty of pornography charges.
And who was the sponsor of this?
I'm not sure if it was the NRA or if it was GRNC.
Grassroots North Carolina.
Yes, exactly.
And one of the big issues has been signage. Certainly, there's been controversy in Raleigh about the signs,
yes,
which say explicitly no firearms allowed, not being changed quick enough. And Paul Vallone from Grassroots North Carolina, who we'll be hearing from in just a minute, actually sent a roll of duct tape, I think, to the Raleigh City Council and said, well, you don't have enough money to change the signs. We'll just use this duct tape and you can cover it up. Well, how is the signage issue in Morrisville now?
I'm not sure. The last I checked with our staff, and it's been a couple of weeks, we had not yet changed our signs. But in all fairness, I do think we need to post what our ordinances do and do not allow. And I think it's perfectly reasonable to let families know who've not been following this issue, when they get to a playground in Morrisville, I think it's fair for them to see a sign that lets them know that the families next to them may be carrying a concealed handgun by state law. So I think it's reasonable to change those signs.
That's Jackie Holcomb, former mayor of Morrisville. The state's new concealed carry laws were a major issue in her failed campaign for re-election. She's against it. Paul Vallone, president of Grassroots North Carolina, seemed happy to see her leave office.
Well, backing up just a little bit, understand that we helped draft and pass our concealed handgun law back in 1995. There were weakening amendments to the law at that point in time, which allowed local governments to ban guns in local government buildings, their appurtenant premises, and parks. We have been working since then to remove those restrictions and expand our concealed handgun law as much as possible because, of course, the controlled multivariate research by John Lott and others have determined that concealed handgun laws actually deter murder, rape, and aggravated assault. Now, in 2011, in House Bill 650, we managed to pass an expansion of concealed carry into state and municipal parks. However, a weakening amendment there allowed municipalities to ban firearms in a limited number of recreational facilities. What we saw after that was that many cities, particularly Winston-Salem, would torture the English language in order to expand the definition of recreational facilities to encompass entire whole parks, lakes, greenways, and a variety of other areas, which the General Assembly did not intend to allow them to ban guns.
So they were trying to get around this. They were trying to do whatever they could to...
They're still trying to get around this. The city of Raleigh had to be induced to comply with the law. We had to, when the city of Raleigh told us that it was too expensive to remove signs banning guns in whole parks, we allowed that all it really required was some duct tape to cover up the offending language on these signs, and it really wasn't a matter of expense. And the only time they actually decided to pull down the signs is when we offered to have a few thousand people send Mayor McFarland a roll of duct tape.
So here's what I'll ask. There are many people around the country who are saying, why in the world do we want guns on playgrounds in parks?
Well, for starters, our opposition would have you believe that parks are somehow immune from violent crime. Here's a lovely article about mom saves son from attempted kidnapper in Charlotte Park. This was in Fraser Park at about the time we passed the parks carry law. I can show you other crimes, Greenville, a park stabbing. Here in this area, Durham's tobacco trail is notorious for violent crime. The notion that somehow parks are immune from violent crime is a myth. And consequently, what we have determined, and what we have not determined, what researchers have determined, is that criminals and violent sociopaths are drawn to these victim disarmament zones. Our intention is to reduce the number of those zones and deter violent crime.
So that one could be protected in a park area where maybe there wasn't law enforcement at close hand.
There's rarely law enforcement at close hand. As the cliche goes, when seconds count, help is only minutes away.
When did you start carrying a concealed weapon, or do you, I should ask?
Well, first off, I don't comment on that, but suffice to say that I practice what I preach, and it's been the law since 1995.
What do you say to someone like Morrisville Mayor Jackie Holcomb, who has said that she will do whatever she can to keep guns out of the parks?
Good luck. But beyond that, beyond the flippant answer, basically what I would say is that that these mayors, okay, and these city governments are operating on ideology. They're not operating on hard fact.
Paul Vallone is president of Grassroots North Carolina. Before that was former mayor of Morrisville, Jackie Holcomb. You can find the details of the newest gun laws on our website, WUNC.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge.